Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're coming from Jude and Esther, chapters 1 through 5. So we're reading Jude in its entirety. It's only one chapter. And we're going to the book of Esther, and we're beginning it and reading chapters 1 through 5. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord, and I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. I praise God that you've been with me through this series this year. Amen. A Year in the Word. We started on January 1st, and we're ending up on December 31st. Amen. And that date is closer than it was. Amen. Today is the 24th of December. It is Christmas Eve. Amen. If you're embarking upon Christmas, amen, it's almost time for you to go to bed. I mean, or you're rounding up your day. God bless you and Merry Christmas. I wish you a very, very early Merry Christmas. Amen. Jesus truly is the reason for the season. I praise God, amen, that we do have a season that everybody recognizes the birth of Christ. And it doesn't really matter if he was born in this season or not. What does matter is that we recognize that he was born, and he was born, amen, to revive, to restore, to replenish, to regenerate, amen, all of mankind. He was born actually to die. He was born to bring life back to a state of death. Glory to God. He was born to do just that. So recognizing his birth for everyone in a season is a wonderful thing to me. I give glory and honor to God, because those of us that know him as our Lord and as our Savior, as our advocate and our mediator, as the one who is our hero, glory to God, amen, we recognize his birth, his death, and his resurrection each and every day, never taking for granted the things that God has done, every one of us. I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. I praise him for all that he is and for all that he has done. Glory to God. You know, I heard a word this morning, and it seemed to me it was quite by accident. I just rolled over and grabbed my phone, and I was looking at the time because my alarm went off, and I didn't realize I had set my alarm for 5:30 in the morning. And I was looking at my phone, and I noticed that I had gotten a YouTube invitation, basically, and it just said, "This is a word for you," and it was about having an encounter with the Lord and preparing ourselves for an encounter with Jesus. And you know, I just want to pass along that word to you as well, because what he was talking about is Zacchaeus. And when Zacchaeus climbed up into the sycamore tree so that he could get a glimpse of Jesus, he was too short to be able to see over the crowd, the throngs of crowds that were there to greet Jesus, and he couldn't see him. So he climbed up into a tree so that he could see it at see him, and Jesus looked up in that tree and told him to come down because he was having dinner at his house tonight. And I give glory to God for that encounter. Jesus wants to have an encounter with each and every one of us. Maybe not like the one Zacchaeus had, but an encounter, one that is personal, one that is just for you. Nobody else is going to have your encounter. Only you can encounter God in this manner. He is an individual God. While the throngs of others are all around him trying to beat down the door, Jesus will call you out personally. Amen. For encounter just for you, personalized with your name on it, just like Zacchaeus was personalized with his name on it. We give glory and honor to the Lord. I just wanted to pass that along. It was encouraging to me. Amen. And I wanted to encourage you as well. I praise God for the man of God who brought that forth. Amen. They were in Redding, California. I don't remember his name. It's not someone that I usually listen to. It just, like I said, it seemed like it was randomly sent to my phone, but nothing is random. Amen. The Lord, he gives us what we have need of in that hour, and I need it. to know that the Lord had something very personal just for me. Amen. And I praise God for it. I bless the name of the Lord even right now, and I bless each and every one of you. We're reading from Jude and Esther, Esther chapters 1 through 5, Jude in its entirety. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life. Thanking you, Lord God, for life and that more abundantly. Lord God, that came through you and through your sacrifice. Lord, I give you glory and honor, Lord God, for your birth, for your death, and for your resurrection. Lord God, I praise you today for newness of life, for newness, Lord God. I give you glory because you make all things. All things new. Oh, God, I praise you today. Lord God, I give you praise and honor, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in the midst of all of us, Lord, because you are moving. Lord God, you're reviving and restoring. You're repairing and regenerating. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, for all that you are breaking us through and breaking us out. Oh, Lord God, and I thank you. And you are making things that were dead, things that were trampled over, things that were in disrepair. You are making them new again so that we don't even recognize what it was of old because it's brand new before our eyes because God did it. You have done it. You are doing it, Lord, and we praise your name. Oh, Lord God, open our minds, open our eyes, open our ears, open our understanding, Lord. Give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding this morning of your word and everything that you would have for us to grasp as we read, Lord God, as we encounter you, Lord Jesus, and as we have our individual encounters overshadow, Lord God, us, Lord God, overwhelm us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move in us right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We bless your name, Lord God. Amen. Amen and amen. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we give you thanks. Oh, we give you praise and we honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're reading from Jude in its entirety and Esther, chapters 1 through 5, to the glory of God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Dear the bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all, which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given them sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also, these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against them a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts. In these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in our love feast, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit,
twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last times who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Jude in its entirety. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers. Amen. The hearers and the doers of his word. Amen. Let us heed, amen, the words of Jude. Amen. Because that spirit is yet in the earth right now, trying to turn upside down the works of God, but it cannot be done. The devil cannot unthrone Jesus. He does not have the power to do so. If he did, he would have done it already. Amen. If he did, he would have destroyed already. He tried to do that. And even the prophecy that went forth in Genesis let us know that he was going to try to do that, that he was going to throw a wound, amen, that appeared to be mortal upon Jesus. But Jesus was going to come back and absolutely mortally wound him. In other words, kill him off, and every work that he had established will be dead. And then he left Jesus for dead, thinking he was dead on the cross, while he and his imps rejoiced in hell. But Jesus rose, hallelujah to God, amen, and he is ever sitting on the throne, amen, and establishing the kingdom, amen, that we might join him, amen, soon and very soon. We praise God for the kingdom of God. It is here, amen. Jesus is here, amen. He is moving, and he is not dead. God's not dead, just like the song, just like the movie, just like it's been said over 2,000 years. He is not dead. He is alive. Amen. And he's moving throughout the earth. Amen. Beckoning men and women to receive of his gift. Amen. He has sent out those that he has placed his spirit in. Amen. Pastors and teachers and evangelists. Amen. To teach and to preach and to proclaim the good news in the earth. Because this is good news. Life has come back into the earth. Light has come back into the earth that was dark and dead. Amen. Now life and light has come again. Amen. And his name is Jesus. And he is the salvation of the world. He is our Lord and our Savior. And there is no other. There is no other way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And no man can come to the Father except by him. The devil, he only comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus, Amen. He comes to bring us life and that more abundantly. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God. Amen. Life and light. Glory to God. Jesus is the light of the world. The angels rejoice at the birth of Christ. Hallelujah. Peace to all men, because the Prince of Peace, amen, has been born into the earth, amen, to establish and to bring forth that what that was lost. Hallelujah. It is again found because of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. 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 We're now going into the book of Esther, chapters 1 through 5. Glory to God. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This was the Ahasuerus who reigned over 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. In those days, King Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the citadel, that in the third year of his reign, he made a feast for all his officials and servants. The powers of Persia and Media, the nobles and the princes of the provinces being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the splendor of his excellent majesty for many days, 180 days in all. And when these days were completed, the king made a feast lasting 7 days for all the people who were present in Shushan, the citadel, from great to small, in the court of the garden of the king's palace. There were white and blue linen curtains fastened with cords of fine linen and purple on silver rods and marble pillars, and the couches were of gold and silver on a mosaic pavement of alabaster, turquoise, and white and black marble. And they served drinks in golden vessels, each vessel being different from the other, the royal wine in abundance according to the generosity of the king. In accordance with the law, the drinking was not compulsory, for so the king had ordered all the officers of his household that they should do according to each man's pleasure. Queen Vashti also made a feast for the women in the royal palace, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuman, Bizza, Harbona, Bigtha, Abagatha, Zethar, and Carcass, seven eunuchs who served in the presence of the king Ahasuerus, to bring Queen Vashti before the king, wearing her royal crown, in order to show her beauty to the people and the officials, for she was beautiful to behold. But Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command, brought by his eunuchs. Therefore the king was furious, and his anger burned within him. Then the king said to the wise men who understood the times, for this was the king's manner toward all who knew the law and justice, those closest to him being Karshina, Shethar, Adamatha, Tarshish, Mary, Marcina, and Mechumen, the seven princes of Persia and Media who had access to the king's presence and who ranked highest in the kingdom. What shall we do to Queen Vashti according to the law, because she did not obey the command of King Ahasuerus brought to her by the eunuchs and Mechumen before the king and the princess? Queen Vashti has not only wronged the king, but also all the princes and all people who are in the provinces of King Ahasuerus. For the queen's behavior will become known to all the women, so that they will despise their husbands in their eyes when they report. King Ahasuerus commanded Queen Vashti to be brought in before him, but she did not come. This very day, the noble ladies of Persia and Media will say to all the king's officials that they have heard of the behavior of the queen. Thus there will be excessive contempt and wrath. If it pleases the king, let a royal decree go out from him, and let it be recorded in the laws of the Persians and the Medes, so that it will not be altered, that Vashti shall come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal position to another who is better than she. When the king's decree, which he will make, is proclaimed throughout all his empire, for it is great, all wives will honor their husbands, both great and small.
And the reply pleased the king and the princes, and the king did according to the word of Mecumen. Then he sent letters to all the princes' provinces, to each province in its own script, and to every people in their own language, that each man should be master of his own house and speak in the language of his own people. After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus, he remembered Vashti, what she had done, and what had been decreed against her. Then the king's servants who attended him said, "Let beautiful young virgins be sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers of all provinces of his kingdom, and that they may be gathered, all beautiful young virgins to Shushan, the citadel, into the women's quarters, under the custodies of Haggai, the king's eunuch, custodian of the women, and let beauty preparations be given them. Then let the young women who pleases the king be queen instead of then let the young woman who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti." This thing pleased the king, and he did so. In Shushan, the citadel, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. Kish had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captives, who had been captured with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And Mordecai had brought uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. The young woman was lovely and beautiful. When her father and mother died, Mordecai took her as his own daughter. So it was, when the king's command and decree was heard, and when many young women were gathered at Shushan, the citadel, under the custody of Haggai, that Esther also was taken to the king's palace, into the care of Haggai, the custodian of women. Now the young woman pleased him, and she obtained his favor. So he readily gave beauty preparations to her, besides her allowance. Then seven choice maidservants were provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her and her maidservants to the best place in the house of women. Esther had not revealed her people or her family, for Mordecai had charged her not to reveal it. And every day Mordecai paced in front of the court of the women's quarters to learn Esther's welfare and what was happening to her. Each young woman's turn came to go to King Ahasuerus after she had completed 12 months of preparation, according to the regulations for the women. For thus were the days of their preparation and apportioned 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with perfumes and preparation for beautifying women. Thus prepared, each woman went to the king, and she was given whatever she desired to take with her from the women's quarters to the king's palace. In the evening she went, and in the morning she returned to the second house of the women, to the custody of Shechez, the king's eunuch who kept the concubines. She would not go into the king again unless the king delighted in her and called for her by name. Now when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter, to go into the king, she requested nothing but what any of the women advised. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus, into his royal palace, in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. The king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a feast, the feast of Esther, for all his officials and servants, and he proclaimed a holiday in the provinces and gave gifts according to the generosity of the king. When the virgins were gathered together a second time, Mordecai sat at the king's gate. Now Esther had not revealed her family or her people, obeyed the command of Mordecai as when she was brought up by him. In those days, while Mordecai sat within the king's gate, two of the king's eunuchs, Bigthan and Teresh, doorkeepers, became furious and sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. So the matter became known to Mordecai, who told Queen Esther. And Esther informed the king in Mordecai's name. And when an inquiry was made into the matter, it was confirmed. And both were hanged on the gallows. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles in the presence of the king.
After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes who were with him. And all the king's servants who were within the king's gate bowed and paid homage to Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai would not bow or pay homage. Then the king's servants who were within the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why do you transgress the king's command?" Now it happened, when they spoke to him daily and he would not listen to them, that they told it to Haman to see whether Mordecai's words would stand. For Mordecai had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay homage to him, Haman was filled with wrath, but he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for he had told him of the people of Mordecai. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, the people of Mordecai. In the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before Haman to determine the day and the month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "There is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from all the other peoples, and they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain. If it pleases the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work to bring it into the king's treasuries." So the king took his signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. And the king said to Haman, "The money and the people are given to you to do with them as it seems good to you." Then the king's scribes were called on the 13th day of the month, the 13th day of the first month. A decree was written according to all that Haman commanded to the king's satraps, to the governors who were over according to his script, and to every people in their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus, it was written and sealed with the king's signet ring. And the letters were sent by couriers into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all the Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to plunder their possessions. A copy of the document was to be issued as law in every province, being published for all people, that they should be ready for that day. The couriers went out, hastened by the king's command, and the decree was proclaimed in Shushan, the citadel. So the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was perplexed. When Mordecai learned of all that had happened, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city. He cried out with a loud and bitter cry. He went as far as the front of the king's gate, for no one might enter the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province where the king's command decree arrived, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing. And many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her, and the queen was deeply distressed. Then she sent garments to clothe Mordecai and take his sackcloth away from him, but he would not accept them. Then Esther called Hatash, one of the king's eunuchs, whom he had appointed to attend her, and she gave him a command concerning Mordecai to learn what and why this was. So Hatash went out to Mordecai in the city square that was in the front of the king's gate, and Mordecai told him all that had happened to him and the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay into the king's treasury to destroy the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the written decree for their destruction, which was given at Shushan, that he might show it to Esther and explain it to her, and that he might command her to go into the king and to make supplication for them and plead before him for her people. So Hatash returned and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Then Esther spoke to Hatash and gave him a command for Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that any man or woman who goes into the inner courts of the king who has not been called, he has but one law, but all put all to death, except the one to whom the king holds out his golden scepter, that he may live. Yet I myself have not been called to go into the king these 30 days. So they told Mordecai Esther's words. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to this kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him. Now it happened on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace across from the king's house while the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house facing the entrance of the house. So it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther went near and touched the top. And the king said to her, what do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom. So Esther answered, if it pleases the king, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I have prepared him. Then the king said, bring Haman quickly, that he may do as Esther has said. So the king and Haman went out to the banquet that Esther had prepared. At the banquet of wine, the king said to Esther, what is your petition? It shall be granted you. What is your request? Up to half the kingdom. It shall be done. Then Esther answered and said, my petition and my request is this. If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition and fulfill my request, then let the king and Haman come to the banquet which I prepare for them. And tomorrow I will do as the king has said. So Haman went out that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate and that he did not stand or tremble before him, he was filled with indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home. And he sent and called his friends and his wife Jeresh. Then Haman told them of his great riches, the multitude of his children, everything in which the king had promoted him. And now he had advanced him above the officials and servants of the king. Moreover, Haman said, besides, Queen Esther invited no one but me to come in with the king to the banquet she has prepared. And tomorrow I am again invited by her, along with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then his wife Jeresh and all his friends said to him, let a gallows be made 50 cubits high, and in the morning suggest to the king that Mordecai be hanged on it. Then go merrily with the king to the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, so he had the gallows made. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Esther chapters 1 through 5 and the book of Jude in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the word. I hope your celebrations of Christmas are great and joyous. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. We are celebrating, amen, the birth of Jesus Christ. And oh, what a celebration it is. God bless you all. Amen.